From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom Arise, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Four winners will be selected today to each collect $250,000 for New Mexico's VAX 2, the Max Sweepstakes. The incentive is part of a $10 million total cash sweepstakes funded by federal stimulus funds for those who completed the COVID-19 vaccinations. A $250,000 winner will be selected from each of the state's four public health regions, and according to state officials, more than 450,000 New Mexicans had opted in as of Wednesday. 25-year-old Jeffrey Hill of Hobbs was arrested on June 3rd and charged with unlawfully taking of a motor vehicle. According to reports, he was allegedly involved in multiple vehicle thefts, one of them that led into Gaines County, Texas. He allegedly stole two vehicles as well as a gun, weapons, and hunting gear. Former two-time Governor Susana Martinez spoke on Wednesday in Roswell at the regular scheduled monthly meeting of the Chavez County Federated Republican Women, and she made it clear that Republican candidates need to reach out to some Democratic voters to compete in statewide and congressional races. Cowboys for Trump founder and Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin at a recent political rally in Dallas met up with Washington, D.C. powerhouse attorney Sidney Powell, who offered to help him with his legal battles.
She's reviewing all of my cases here in New Mexico. So they're reviewing. I signed an engagement letter with Defending the Republic, which is the firm that they walked Burke through.
The MTD Radio Job Fair is Saturday in Carlsbad at the Walter Gerald's Performing Annex. MTD W105 General Manager Kevin Bonner says,
"These are unsettled, uncertain times with the governor still giving the extra unemployment. There's a certain amount of people that aren't going back to work. So we're hoping that people decide to go back to work because those benefits go away in a short time in September. We help move the economy. That's the plan. And hoping to have a lot of people show up, be part of the job fair Saturday, 10 to 2.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arise.